Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. Joining us for the next few minutes to round off this Tuesday afternoon's Issues, etc., Connie Mackey. We're going to be talking about two important things. You might not have heard about them because they are statewide. One is the retention of Iowa judicial positions, and the other one has to do with what's called a personhood amendment in the state of Colorado, so-called Amendment 62. Connie Mackey is Family Research Council Action President. Connie, welcome to Issues, etc.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk first about the retention of judges in Iowa. What's the importance of this on conservative social issues?
Well, the importance is the separation of powers and how they have been invaded, if you will, by an agenda. And the agenda is the homosexual agenda. When they can't get their agenda through legislation, in other words, through elected officials, they have gone through the country and found judges who they can persuade to find penumbras and other words like that, also unimaginable, is happens to be in the Iowa bill, to change our culture so that marriage is between not just one man and one woman, but other combinations. And so it's important that people understand that now the judges are politicized, and therefore when they're up for retention, what happens is usually they're appointed by the governor, and then they don't Then they have no access. You can't do a thing about it until they come up for retention, which is, in the case of Iowa, every 8 years. In the case of Alaska, every 10 years. That's when people have to charge into action and let the others know that they need to not retain them. And that means they check off the no retention box on their ballot.
So this is literally the voters' one very narrow window to say yes or no to an otherwise unelected position.
Absolutely. I mean, you're almost powerless once they decide for you that you they're going to change your culture, as they did in 1973 with abortion. That was another runaway court, and as a result, we have the the unborn being slaughtered at the rate of millions a year. Now they're changing the culture so that it doesn't just mean one man, one woman, one mother, one father. It means any other combination. And believe me, once it's changed, there will be people suing, saying, if you changed it to this, we can change it to that. And there are many reasons why, other than our own religious beliefs, why this is a very bad road to take. But again, yes, you're right. It's a very small window. In the case of Alaska, we have one judge up there who's just up for retention this year, who struck down parental notification laws, and she also struck down marriage laws. So lots of good reasons to be involved and watch for the retention vote on your ballots in those states.
In Iowa, how many of these judges voted in favor of same-sex marriage?
Well, it was seven judges are on the court, and it was unanimous. Now, I will tell you, Tim Gill, the infamous homosexual funder, was out there with all kinds of money, and so was George Soros with all kinds of mysterious groups that influenced that court, and it was a unanimous decision based on some very strange language, like unimaginable terms. Those were their terms, and so they did get had a unanimous vote, but only three of those seven are up for retention. And so we took our bus tour out through Iowa. We spent 4 days there, looking to educate the public about the issue and also about their courts, the separation of powers, And we spent a good amount of time. We brought Congressman Steve King with us, and we brought Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas as Exhibit A of how it should be done. He was a sitting judge. He stepped down from the court in order that he might run for office, allow the people to vote or not vote for him. They voted for him, and now he can legislate as he wishes. But this should not be done from the court, and he's Exhibit A of how it should be done.
Another issue I wanted to discuss with you was Colorado's so-called Amendment 62 regarding personhood. What is it, and what's at stake?
Well, you know, personhood, you know, simply states that, you know, from the time of conception, the baby, fetus baby is considered a person. And that will change a lot of the controversy over on the abortion issue from the get-go. I mean, right from the very moment that the baby is conceived. And so it hasn't been successful in other places, but one never knows. This is a year for all kinds of changes.
Now, I wonder, most of the time when people go into the ballot box, even in midterm elections, they got a lot of stuff sitting in front of them. And the
right.
tendency is to focus on the big ticket items and then mm-hmm. kind of ignore the things like judicial retention and other referenda.
Right.
What's your best advice to someone who has yet to vote today, is going to the polling place later today, and what they ought to be paying attention to when they look at their statewide ballot in front of them?
Well, you need to pay attention, and probably in the past most of us have just looked at the main characters, you know, the members of Congress or the president. But now, since the judges have been politicized, you must check and see if there's anything to do with judges on your ballot. I just pointed out Alaska, and I pointed out our work in Iowa, where we took this huge bus and we had the pictures of those three judges on there, and we tried to bring, you know, traveled 1,500 miles through 20 cities to educate the people. Well, everybody can't do that, but you can check the ballot and see if there are any judges up for retention. And and before you decide yes or no on them, you need to check and make sure about their votes. I know Alaska has one bad judge up, and I know that also three of them are up in Iowa. And there are other states which I don't have in front of me now, but those are the two that we're focused on right now.
Connie Mackey is Family Research Council Action President. Connie, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to the Family Research Council under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk about eternal punishment. Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith will be our guest. That's Wednesday on Issues Etc. Well, folks, Craig has crunched the numbers for us, as he so faithfully does around here at Issues Etc. We like to keep on top of things financial. That's why we keep Craig around. He's a great bean counter. He's informed us this afternoon that we need exactly $68,684.63. He's got it down to the penny in order to make budget here at Lutheran Public Radio for the year 2010. Now, we not only made budget, but we exceeded budget due to the generosity of our listeners the last 2 years running. And we expect, with our listeners' generosity, their prayers and support, to be able to do exactly the same. But in terms of complete disclosure and honesty with you, just to let you know exactly what lies before in the next 2 months of Issues Etc. budget matters, again, the number down to the penny, $68,684.63. You know exactly how much we need here at Issues Etc. to make our 2010 budget, and we trust you as our listeners to help us do that. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support all through the last 2 years, this year, and as I am certain, for the remainder of 2010. By the way, if you haven't voted, go out and vote. Remember, Christians don't vote their own self-interest. They vote in their neighbor's interest. You're free to do that, you know. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.